Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hosh Gilvaness, iyi akşamlar and welcome to Connections. My name's Tim Hallam. Well, it's been a bit of a treacherous journey here. I've only just got here. There was a bit of an argument going on the metro. I think somebody got on and got off before they were supposed to get off or something like that. Somebody got in the way of somebody else. And, well, I've got my headphones on and there was somebody sort of yelling and bawling above the lilting sounds of KPM library music. So it was quite disconcerting, but I'm glad I'm here. We're going to start and finish with Jade Warrior. Jade Warrior were formed out of a band that was originally called July, and I think they had enough of being called after months. I mean, there was probably a side project called August or something like that, but they thought, Jade Warrior was a sort of fresh start. There's a bit of a Eastern theme to a lot of their artwork, their cover work, although they're from the United Kingdom. And this is one of those albums that was brought out in 1971. I think it's called Released, and it's on the Swirly Vertigo label. So what I've got before me on the turntable looks a little bit like some 3D black and white hoops, and it's quite, it's pretty good Nargile watching material, let me tell you. This is from vinyl, and this is Eyes on You. From 1971, that was Jade Warrior, and that was Eyes on You. And the two sort of main exponents, should we say, of that band met while they were driving forklift trucks. And I think it made the music very uplifting. We've got a bit of a challenge coming up. We've got Black Devil Disco Club coming up, and just before that, because it's off vinyl, Mrs. K of Gare Tepe wanted a little bit of supermarket music. So for you, Mrs. K, goes like this. Was a bit of a supermarket for Mrs. K in Gare Tepe, and I've got a mix coming up from Bernard Favre from 1978. It was a bit of a side project of his, and it was one of those sort of library music projects, but it's become a sort of cult favourite. Now, I got this as a sort of one of those reproed discs that came out. You know, it looks as though it's from the sort of original stock, but it's not. But I'm quite happy. It's got a nice sort of library music looking label on it and everything like that. And this is a dedication to my sister and her friend Kat came this week. And Kat talked about her mobile disco. I like to think this was part of it. This is Timing, Forget the Timing. And this is Black Devil Disco. It goes a little bit like this. one of those albums that's a, sort of a theme album about vowel sounds again. That was Time In, Forget the Timing by Black Devil Disco from 1978. Mr. G from Umrani, hello Mr. G, nice to hear from you, said we didn't know what the connection was between Eyes on You, Jade Warrior and Black Devil Disco. I'm ringing up because it sounds quite an awkward one and I wanted to make you work. Thank you, Mr. G. Yeah, Bernard Febvre reviewed online somewhere, vinylfactory.com it was, See Sex and Son, well, he recommended that by Serge Gainsbourg, which was on the Philips label, and Eyes on You, Jade Warrior was on Vertigo, which was, of course, distributed by Philips. It wasn't Philips per se, but you get the drift. Now, the connection between Black Devil Disco and Jan Hammer, or the Jan Hammer Group, was that Billboard magazine on the 28th of December 1985, thankfully, advertised Jan Hammer, who I think at the time was doing sort of Crockett's theme, this is a bit before that, and also Philips Records, which was reviewed by that guy, yeah, that unforgettable bloke, Bernard Febvre, who just did the last song. So that's a really straightforward connection, isn't it? And, well, this is from an album that came out in 1977 that bombed, called Melody. Nobody bought it. I think anybody that did buy it formed a band. But it's a very nice song indeed, and it's the Jan Hammer Group. So it's got Jan Hammer, the Czech percussionist, as band leader. And this is Don't You Know? Don't You Know, Mister? That was rather nice. That was the Jan Hammer Group and Don't You Know from 1977. And I've got a message from Mr. S. He's on the ferry going to, well, I think he's going to Karakoy. It could be Besiktas or something like that. He wanted something that, well, you know, he'd been on this ferry previously and he wanted a piece of music that really sort of summed that up. which, you know, it's a bit of a challenge, but I'm always sort of happy to oblige here at Connections. The Connection is, of course, Needle Fluff and Surface Noise on Spotify, have Jan Hammer, and they also have Nancy Priddy on the same channel. And this is Nancy Priddy from 1968 on the Dot record. And what I like about this record is it's got an inner sleeve that says "More of what Dot's got." Well, the Dot's got the lot. And well, for Dan, who's been across the Bosphorus a lot of times, and he's on the ferry again, you've come this way before. Ba-bum. That was Nancy Priddy, and You've Come This Way Before. Well, I've got a message from little Stewie, who's in Usquedar, and he says, Tim, I'm a bit bored because I've run out of books to read. Can you suggest anything? Well, Stewie, have a look out your window, and, you know, there's some really nice sort of road markings around, and, well, hopefully, if somebody's written something on the road, you might be able to read it. Hey.
There's a junction coming, there's a junction coming, there's a junction coming.
Read the road.
No traffic behind me.
Read the road.
There's an arrow there to guide me.
Read the road.
Is the main road busy?
Read the road.
No traffic lights to stop at.
Read the road.
But a giveaway line to pause at.
Read the road.
Can I see what's coming clearly?
Read the road.
Now I see it's safe to move.
Read the road.
When you know a junction's coming,
read the road. Read the road. Read the road.
Well, we like to think here on Connections, we give you a junction line to pause at. And, well, that was a public information film from 1980. The connection is that Christina Applegate has a celebrity list on Pinterest. I mean, there's lots of lists on Pinterest, and it leads to lots of connections, but that's what the name of the game is. She has Nancy Priddy as one of those celebrities, and also Paul McCartney. I mean, he's an altogether sort of different type of celebrity. I saw him jumping out of a birthday cake on an episode of BoJack Horseman the other day, which was quite a surprise. This is from 1980, and this is came out on his second, well, it was called McCartney 2, but it came out in 1980, and it was basically Paul McCartney, I think, just sort of at night when he's got his cocoa playing around with a synthesizer. And it's a really good album, actually. It's probably one of his best, one of his better ones. And it was quite slow to sort of get off the ground. I think when it first came out, it was probably slightly more underground than a lot of Wings, only the band The Beatles could have been. But this is one that's about secretaries. Goes a bit like this.
Find for me someone strong and sweet, fitting on my knee. She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. Ah, but Mr. Marks, I won't need her long. All I need is help for a little while. We can take dictation and learn to smile. And a temporary secretary is what I need for to do the job. I need a dancer, I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary secretary.
Stay on the right track.
She can be a belly dancer. I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary secretary.
Radio station episode In this episode, we look back at something that was quite unique to the radio station, the Continuity Programme. Now, the Continuity Programme was a group of continuity announcers that it was decided were the listeners' friends, and the listeners wanted to hear more continuity. So it was decided that there would be a programme of continuity. Here's an edition from 1973. Hello, it's 25 past 11, and in just under 1 minute, it'll be 34 minutes to the midday lorry driving forecast. Let's just look at what's coming up later this afternoon. At 12:04, Graham Wensleyhan will be reading a list of names that are all in part responsible for producing your continuity. In 15 minutes, there's another chance to catch our Continuity Magazine programme, Me Telling You This. Now, there has been some confusion of late with the switchover from 970.3 AM to 173.3 VHF. There now follows some listener information for nighttime listeners about that switchover to make it easier for everybody to remember. At 3:24 a.m. on Thursdays, Saturdays, and every second Monday after the 10th of the month, the radio station changes frequency from 970.3 a.m., that is to say, amplitude modulation, to 173.3 VHF, that is to say, very high frequency, for a period of 3 hours, 37 minutes, and then go back from whence it came. Well, we certainly had a lot of fun putting that together at Radio Station House, let me tell you. Now it's time for the lorry driving forecast, but first, here's Driving By. Here is the lorry driving forecast, produced from the Met Office at 11:30 hours. A57, South Anston. Badger in lay-by. Possibility of drizzle, medium. Road surface, 3, doubtful. Cambridgeshire, A45. Possibility of cones on hard shoulder. Rain, ample. Crash barriers, bouncy. M18, problem with fallen rainbow. Junction, wet. Outlook, abject misery. Possibility of escaped gibbon, medium. Tepid. That completes the lorry driving forecast for 11:30 hours. We'll be back at 23:30 this evening. It's 6 minutes past 12, and we're almost in time for the 7 minutes past 12 instalment of our soap opera, The Continuous. My neighbour is really quite lazy. He drives past garages and never fills his car up with petrol. And that's him now. He can't start his car because it hasn't got any petrol in it. Remember, fill your car with petrol. It needs it. That was a public information recording. And now, here's a continuous. That was a new one from Limmy and the family cooking there. And I've often wondered what Limmy is
I've
cooking.
I've just swallowed down the wrong hole. I'm in no state to introduce the lorry driving forecast. What should we do? Should we let Justin do it?
And also the Maltese Cross guitar.
You can't let Justin Bennett read the lorry driving forecast.
What should we do then?
I've made a decision. I'm going to skip the lorry driving forecast for 14:05.
It's SYIAB.
Here's some music.
See you in a bit. Bye.
Sky, look down on all the people looking up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. Big Sky feels sad when you see the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down. Big Sky too big to cry.
people who think they got problems. They get depressed and they hold their heads in their hands and they cry. People lift up their hands and they look up to the big sky. The big sky is too big to sympathize. Big sky is too occupied.
The Kinks from 1968, and that was off The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society. It's one of those albums that came out, I think it originally came out in stereo, and they didn't like it, and quite right too. I think a lot of those early stereo mixers didn't have the same sort of punch, and I think they withdrew it within about 12 days or something like that and bought it out in mono. Or is it the other way around? I can't remember. But I know there's something dodgy about having that in stereo. There's not many of them, and it's worth quite a lot of money on Discogs. I mean, you know, it's only worth whatever you'll pay for it, but people do pay a lot of money for The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society. Now, the connection is somebody called John Fox. It could be the John Fox. I mean, it's John Fox with two X's, and if you're going to be John Fox with two X's, you might be the same John Fox that was originally in Ultravox. I'm saying Ultravox because it was like Ultravox, but with an exclamation mark. And they formed in 1973 under the name Tiger Lily, became Ultravox with an exclamation mark. I think John Fox left in about 1978. And then it just became Ultravox, and then they became known for the sort of new wave, you know, This Means Nothing to Me, R Vienna, that was stopped from being number one by Joel Dulce. Shut up your face. It's travesty, folks. Anyway, this is from the 1977 album, Ha Ha Ha, and Ha 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 to this connection. Yes, yeah, somebody called John Fox on Mixcloud has got mix number 7, Lynchland Under the Influence, and on that he does include The Kinks. So that's really good, and you know, he does share the same name as Ray Davis. So that's Ray Davis, John Fox. That's good enough for me. This is the first track on side one of Ha Ha Ha, and this is Rock Rock. The second rock has got a W, so it's Rock Rurock. Sounds like Baroque. We're rock and roll.
Don't
rock, rock. Have you finished?
Rock.
I think we have. Yeah, okay, you can all have a good laugh about it now. Ultravox, that was Ultravox and Rock Rock from 1977 from the album Ha Ha Ha. And the connection is, what is the connection? The connection is that neither Ultravox nor Margot Gunyan had hamsters. There we are. Margot Gunyan, what can I say about Margot Gunyan? She was prolific in the late 1960s. She recorded Sunday Morning in some sort of note. I think Glen Campbell covered that. But towards the end of the 60s, the records companies stopped promoting her because she just couldn't sell any records and sort of all but gave up. She recorded a series of demos in the 70s. And it's one of those things that I think St. Etienne covered one of her songs in the 90s. And she became sort of a bit of a Nick Drake figure. I mean, she's still alive, which she's got one over Nick Drake there. But people sort of discovered her. And there's an album that came out just called Demos, 1970 to 1974. And this particular one is called California Shake. Now, you sort of think, oh, yeah, California Shake, you know, get your booty down and all that sort of thing. But it's actually a song about an earthquake, which makes you wonder probably... you know, perhaps not the best matter for something that's sort of up and coming, but it is rather than nonetheless a very nice song. So from circa 1974, this is Margot Gunyan and California Shake. Shake it down.
Floating in a technicolor scene.
Oh, yeah, the California Shake. That was Margot Gunyan from Ogrium from 1974, from an album called Demos. You might be wondering where my backing music is, the sort of bedding music. I've lost it. I don't know where it is. Must be somewhere around here. The connection is to Adam and the Ants. Adam and the Ants... Well, the connection is that both Margot Gunyan and Adam and the Ants both had, at some point in time, koi carp. There we are. Adam and the Ants were, well, he was more famous, really, when I was a kid for running around on videos with a piece of white masking tape over his nose. At least that's what kids did to ape him, and was sort of famous for wearing a tricorn hat. Is that what you call it? A tricorn hat and sort of saying stand and deliver and pretending to be a highwayman. But before that, he was, I think he was got by Malcolm McLaren. I'm not sure. It was at that school of thought anyway. And it was sort of a project that was more sort of punk, really. He became sort of new wave, I guess. But this was from 1979, and it was bought out on Do It Records, and was produced by Adam Ant. And, well, it's a song that was inspired by photocopier machines. So you've got to sort of take your hat off to him for that. And from 1979, this is Xerox. Just how you say it, isn't it? Xerox. With a Z, not an X. Machine from 1979 there, and guess what? I've got my backing music back. That's really good, isn't it? Silly me, yeah. I don't know, Adamant and Ultravox between them with these false endings. It's like ice cream fridges with false bottoms. Did you know they do that sometimes? You know, you go into a shop and you see an ice cream fridge and you think, God, that ice cream's really high up in that fridge. There must be stacks and stacks and stacks of ice cream in there. And it's not. It's on these plastic blocks and it's all a sort of a retail gimmick just to make you think there's loads of ice cream there. So get them while you can. Mine's a choc ice. The connection is to the West Coast pop art experimental band. And this is from one of those albums that came out from Warner Brothers. It's like got a picture of a young lady on the front, and it's very 1960s, and it's got the green Warner label. And it's like The Sound of Tomorrow, Today, I think it's called. And it's sort of one of those preview albums that you sort of bought, and it was like, buy this album, buy that album. And this is, you know, somebody else is buying, bringing a record out. Some of these are quite obscure. This is one that's sort of up there with the obscurity. And quite like this one, actually. It's called In the Country. Ooh-ah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Oh, this one got a false ending.
San Francisco is dead. In L.A., no one. On the street, let's go off on our own in the country. All our friends will be there. No one will give us a hard time. We can make it alone in the country. Locked away. Brown is down in jail again. Any minute the man will bust us. Our world upside down gives a medal for killing. Now I'm some kind of freak for wanting changes. Goes dead. In L.A. no one's on the street. Let's go up on our own in the country.
Is that it? Have they finished? Yep, I think they're finished. Goodness me, that was a clean ending, wasn't it? That was the West Coast pop art experimental. Bring that down. Yeah, the false starts as well. West Coast experimental pop art experimental band from 1967 and in the country. Ooh ah, ooh ah, ooh ah. The connection. Mr. Zed of Dort Levant rang up and said, hey, what was the connection between Adam and the Ants and the West Coast pop art experimental band? It's quite simple. That was on Warner Brothers Records. The sheet music for the Adam and the Ants song Strip from 1983 was on Warner Brothers Music. And, it's a piece of music to join two songs together. Thank you. That was absolute madness. That was the Ballet of Chicks in Shells, Asao Tomita. And, Mrs. X of, where is she? Maslach. Hello, Mrs. X from Maslach. She says her cat's gone a little bit doolally to that one. I'm not surprised. I think my cat also, did a bit of a somersault when he heard that one. That takes us back to Jade Warrior. And this is one that's sort of taking the tone down now a little bit and saying hi to all of you that have just switched on to Agit Radio at 7 o'clock for this fine autumn night. And this is one that's harking back, and this is Bride of Summer. Hopefully it's not got a false ending.
In the garden with violets gathered in your hair, bride of summer, what enchantment do you wear? Kiss the water, river daughter, lock your smile away. Hidden treasure, future pleasure, for a rainy day, you say. Outside my window, I hear your whisper in the evening breeze. You weave your story, a web of gold between the sleeping trees. Tired flowers, dying hours, veil across the sky. Distant thunder, sliding under, echoes of your sigh, glide by.
From 1971, that was the lilting sounds of Jade Warrior, and that was Bride of the Summer. And let's go around the houses. We started off with Jade Warrior and Eyes on You from 1971. Bernard Favre reviewed on vinylfactory.com Sea, Sex and Sun, and recommended that by Serge Gainsbourg, which was on Philips Records. Philips Records, of course, were the distributors of Jade Warrior. They were the distributors of Vertigo Records. And Bernard Favre was, of course, behind Timing, Forget the Timing, Black Little Disco. Yeah, I wonder where that noise was coming from. Black Devil Disco. And that was connected by Billboard the 28th of December 1985. Jan Hammer and Philips Records were both on the same page. I think it was page 83. And from the Jan Hammer group, we had Don't You Know. Obviously, we didn't, from 1977. Needle Fluff and Surface Noise. It's a... I think you call it channel or folder on Spotify, contained Nancy Pretty and Jan Hammer, or contains, very much in the present tense, and we have Nancy Pretty, You've Come This Way Before. Christina Applegate has a celebrity list on Pinterest, and that connected us to Paul McCartney and Temporary Secretary. We had that soap opera thing in the middle that was all about continuity. We had Big Sky by the Kinks. Lynchland Under the Influence... a list on Mixcloud, number 7, in fact, by John Fox, with two X's, connected us to Ultravox with John Fox. I think my nana had an Ultravox television at some point. They were a brand that not around now. And from them we had Rock Rock from the album Ha Ha Ha. What was the connection to Margot Gurion? I think it was it Guppies or Angelfish? I can't remember. And from Margot Gurion to Adam and the Ants, California Shake was Margot Gurion. That song all about earthquakes. Lovely subject, rumble and rumble in the jungle there. I think it was it Angelfish that connected us from Margot Gurion to Adam and the Ants and Xerox. Adam and the Ants bought out... Strip, which was published on Sheet Music. I don't know, God knows what the Sheet Music to Strip looked like, but that was on Warner Brothers Music. And on Warner Brothers Records, we had In the Country, from the West Coast pop art experimental band. And then we had the Ballet of Chicks in Shells from Iso Tomito. And that was bought boldly on to The Bride of Summer by Jade Warrior. The connection there is this programme. Oh, well, I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been a pleasure and a privilege bringing it to you. Stick around for Simon's show. And, well, you know, until next week, keep cool, keep warm, keep safe, and keep groovy, and most of all, keep connected. See you next week. Good night.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.